softly through the sun. In a broken Stone Age dawn, you fly so high. I get a strange magic. Oh, what a strange magic. Oh, it's so good.
Got it, strange magic. Got it, strange magic. three.
Hello.
Hey, it's WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. This is Sounds Escaping Complete and Utter Chaos. It's 11:07.
Thank you.
I love you.
You hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Here's a little PSA for you about emergency preparedness. PSA. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared by having a couple gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's already some emergency going on, .. A public service message from ready.gov WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Elena's currently writing down her favorite Thanksgiving meal. What are you writing?
Well, I'm drawing it because I figured, I remember my family did the first Thanksgiving that we ever did, and the only one that was, like, actually Thanksgiving food was, like, mashed potatoes. So, I think mashed potatoes is going to be a number one for me, because I've never had a majority of, like, green bean casserole. Have you had that?
I have not had that. I've never had that yet.
So, sweet potato casserole? I've never had that.
What is a casserole?
I think that's when it's, like, it's, like, a crustless shepherd's pie vibe, where it's like things are just thrown into and put in the oven.
I see. And they're usually pretty flavorless, I'm guessing.
I mean,
maybe they're yummy. Maybe they're yummy.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I've never had. I also don't like pecan pie.
Oh, I don't.
Pecan.
I didn't get to try any at the.
I didn't try any either.
Event we had, but it looked kind of good. I feel like it always looks better than it actually is. Pecan pie. Pecan pie.
I'm just, like, not a big pecan fan. But then also, I like just mashed potatoes. I don't like it with gravy.
Interesting.
I just want the potato. As children, me and my brother, because my sister never liked ketchup, we would put ketchup in our mashed potatoes, and then we would mix it up, and then it was, like, slightly, like, red, you know? Yeah. And then we'd, like, make pink shapes out of it and stuff.
Oh, well, I know you would make shapes.
Oh, yeah. And then somebody wrote Kraft mac and cheese, the microwavable one.
It's honestly pretty good.
But the microwavable one, I think the stovetop one.
Yeah, honestly, I think both are really delicious.
Both are really great.
When you would make it freshman year, it was really good.
See.
That was a delicacy.
That's so true. That was delicious. But I think if you have the option to do a stovetop version.
Yeah, you might as well go for it.
Like, if you've got the time. If you're, you know.
Maybe even some garlic powder.
I'm not going to yuck anyone's yum.
Yeah, of course not. I still think it's, like, really yummy, so.
Oh, my gosh, I like stuffing. I forgot about that.
Stuffing.
Stuart calls it, dressing.
Dressing.
And then what'd you write?
So I wrote hot pot because my family does hot pot for Thanksgiving.
Yum.
We actually didn't really get to this year because we were going to, but then our cousin got sick, so she was like, yeah, we can't do anything. And then we were going to do something with our grandma, but we were like, oh, it's still last minute, and I had to film my film. So we just got pizza with my grandma, and you know what? She loved it because she hadn't had pizza in so long. So
which grandma?
Grandma Ruth, not the one you met, yeah.
Oh, so did you go to that place that we went to?
No, Frank's.
Frank's.
Did you like Frank's?
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Genuinely?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was delish. I don't remember what I got, but it was good.
Yeah.
The garlic knots were yum.
Oh, the garlic knots were good.
Yeah.
I think I got a grandma slice.
Yeah.
I always like getting square slices. I think they're yum.
It looks really delicious. Mm-hmm. I will say everything there looked really yum.
Yeah. Ugh. And they had that old-fashioned, like, little Italian dining room in the back.
Yeah, that was crazy. It's like a little speakeasy.
I know. Next time we'll go there.
Wow, look at all these people watching other things. I mean, listening to other things.
Yeah.
Rikio.
And Jawan.
Oh.
Oh, someone's listening to Brent Faiyaz.
Dead Man Walking.
Somebody's toxic. I do like that song, though.
I was gonna say, I feel like you've definitely played this song.
I know, I do really like that song, but he's so toxic, Brent Faiyaz. Ooh, I'm gonna move this. I guess we should just, like, say each and every song that we've played so far, because I feel like we never do that. The first song, we started off with Strange Magic by Electric Light Orchestra, you know, to get a little spooky. Then a classic that my sister and I enjoy listening to, Me and Your Mama by Childish Gambino, of course. Then we briefly heard I Really Want to Stay at Your House. Thanks, Claire Ellis, for recommending that song to me. Then we heard Twin Flame by Waze Blood. And then we heard Ain't Too Proud to Beg by The Temptations, of course. And Par 5 by Kitty Craft. Then we heard Dune by Planet 1999. What were your opinions on that, Elena?
Listen, I keep playing this song for people because I don't know if I like it. And I think I actually hate it.
Fair. I think it's not very memorable.
I feel like I accidentally played. I think it was with you. Like, it queued on a Spotify playlist or something.
Mm.
And we were like, oh, it sounds cool. Like, it was the beginning part or something. We were like, oh, like, it sounds cool. And I didn't listen to the end of it. And then this one time, I was at Ryan and Bertil's, and we were like, we had just watched a movie or something, and then we were like listening to music, and I queued this song on. It was like the worst time. It's like everyone's like tired, like we're just like chilling. Like I was like doing homework or something. I was just like, why are we playing this song? And I wanted Bertil to skip it. And I was just like, no, turn it off. So I still hadn't heard the whole thing, and I just heard the whole thing, and I don't like it.
Mm. Sometimes it happens. Yeah.
It just sounds like it's trying to be like other artists, but it's just like not well.
Yeah, I see that. From what I remember from.
But, you know, if you're a Planet
1999?
Yeah. It was like 1899 for a second. I was like, whoa.
I know, I can't see anything right now.
If you're a Planet 1999 fan, I'm sorry. You know, that's...
And if you're Planet 1999 listening right now, tuning in...
I'm really sorry. Stop listening.
Yeah.
Maybe start.
Yeah. Start now.
Yeah. And then we heard Be Sweet, the Korean version, which is better.
It is really better, honestly.
And that's Japanese breakfast, by the way.
Yeah. My sister even thought so. Shout out Millie if you're still listening. I don't know if you are, but thank you for listening, Millie.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh. Can you hear that, you guys?
Do you have your headphones on?
No, because they don't work anyway. I'm just
we can hear it.
Okay, we can hear it?
Yeah.
Good. I can also see the, like, sound thing moving over there. So, rest assured. I know I'm talking. Say something.
Test. Oh.
Hey. Whoa.
Hey. Hi.
Hello. Ooh. Mic check. Oh, my God. My sister was listening because she just texted me. She said, wow, a shout out. Wow.
Of when we first, got into the booth and we were just like, ooh, ah, and like,
yeah,
all these weird stuff.
And Bailey was our teacher. Shout out Bailey.
Yeah, shout out Bailey. Bailey, brown bag culture or money bag? Wait, no, brown bag.
Yeah,
culture.
No, that's what it was. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah,
he played Baby Keem, I think.
No, he played a lot of Kanye, Baby Keem, Playboi Carti, I think, also, right?
Mm. I think the first song that we ever heard him play on his show was Family Ties.
That makes sense. It was like right after that
album. Right?
And guess what? We are going to hear a song from that album later.
Yeah. Stay tuned, Millie. I know you love that album, sorta.
I love this album.
Yeah.
So, it's a great album.
So good.
It's the best album from 2021.
Whoa. Big statement. Well, I don't even remember what
else. What about the other albums? Lame.
Donda?
Okay, but the best album of 2021.
No, it was not the best album of 2021. You're right.
Like, I feel like the best album of 2021, maybe even best album of the past 2 years. I'm kidding.
Is this?
This year ain't over yet.
It's the Melodic
Blue. It's just so good. It's so good. And the deluxe version is great.
Yeah, it's true. Millie, you should listen.
She hasn't?
She hasn't listened yet, and I keep telling her to. Wow. She's like, me. All she wants to hear is Coco.
Turn this off and go listen to that.
Yeah. Millie, you better.
I'm just feeling like a hater today. I hate that song now.
Dune by Planet 1999.
Yeah. I feel bamboozled.
We'll take it off. We'll pretend it wasn't even on the playlist.
You're so right. Already.
Are you removing it right now? Yeah. From Spinatron.
Gone. It never played.
Yay.
All right.
We have a lot of trash, and I think I need to throw it in the
bins. I was like, what? I was like, where is she going? All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Say it wrong. that you never had it. Don't tell nobody that you was abandoned. I'm the only one that know about your tragedy. I can't feel sorry when you lost random. I can't feel sorry your love's ransom. Drown yourself in a space of fabrics. I think you picked up a lot of bad habits. Just appreciate yourself. Won't you think about you and I? Just grab my hand and look me in the eye. Look, this ain't something you should decide. This ain't something that you should decide. Won't you think about you and I? Just grab my hand and look me in the eye. Look, this ain't something you should decide. This ain't something that you should decide. Born in the States, tell nobody that you never had it. Don't tell nobody that you was abandoned. I'm the only one that know about your tragedy. I can't feel sorry cause your trust random. I can't feel sorry your love's ransom. Drown yourself in a space of fabrics. I think you picked up a lot of bad habits. Just appreciate yourself. Won't you think about you and I? Just grab my hand and look me in the eye. Look, this ain't something you should decide. This ain't something that you should decide. Won't you think about you and I? Just grab my hand and look me in the eye. Look, this ain't something you should decide. This ain't something that you should decide.
My mama mad at me, I know I fucked up big. My girl mad at me, I know I fucked up big. What's love? I guess I'll never understand. Every time I say sorry, I do that shit again. Check, 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 I made a promise that I would never leave you stressed. I would be honest, I should've never sent that text. I would be honest, I'm sorry for the things I said. I would be honest.
Won't you think about you and I? Just grab my hand and look me in the eye. Look, this ain't something you should decide. This ain't something that you should decide. Won't you think about you and I? Just grab my hand and look me in the eye. Look, this ain't something you should decide. This ain't something that you should decide.
Stand on my own two feet. I'm breathing, but I'm wheezing.
is Sounds Escaping Complete and Utter Chaos. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Keep it freeform. It's almost midnight, so good morning and have a great rest of your day.
I'll be late for the webinar.
Chosen me.